Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Success requires the help of other people. There's nobody that makes it in a big way and does it completely on their own. They need customers typically to get them there if they're in business. They probably need mentors along the way to learn and teachers and people that can help them understand their craft. You know, they need support around them in the form of family and friends. So all of this, right, requires you to be likable. Right? You want people to like you because at the end of the day, especially in business, people do business with people they like. People spend time with people they like. People are helpful to people they like. And so this likability thing becomes a very, very important part of life and a very, very important component to being successful in life. So in terms of getting yourself liked, the first thing you have to do is you have to decide that you want to make people like you. And I know that sounds a little bit crazy, but I'll give you an example. There was a client that I used to go see years and years ago, who was a tremendous producer for me and one of these people that could make a big difference in, you know, in my ability and really in my career. He was that big. But he also had a gatekeeper, and it was an assistant that he had who was just this sort of mother hen type, very, very tough and just had a really rough personality and just didn't let anybody see him. She kept everybody away. And so I made a point decision one day that I was going to do whatever I had to do to make this woman like me. And so what I did, and she's like I said, she was a very much a curmudgeon and just not a very nice person, at least on the surface. So I went into her. She had a cube. She didn't have an office. I walked into her cubicle and, you know, I kind of looked around and I noticed that she had a picture of a cheerleader. It looked like, or somebody, I'm sorry, it wasn't a cheerleader. It was somebody in the band that looked like a high school band. And I kind of thought that this must've been her daughter. So I asked the question. I said, does this, you know, I'm looking at the picture and I knew the high school she went to. I said, you know, is your daughter at Boca High School? And she said, at Boca Raton High School. She said, yes. I said, really? I said, tell me what she does. I said, it looks like she's in the band. She said, yeah. And all of a sudden her face just lit up. Because what I had just done is I tapped into something that's a passion of hers, her daughter. And it turned out when the floodgates opened, she told me she was a single mom and her daughter was her life and told me all these great things about her daughter. She's a straight A student. She's in the band. This is what she wants to do when she grows up, and she's going on and on. And all of a sudden, and I remember her daughter's name was Melanie, and all of a sudden it was a whole different dynamic in every time I saw her, because all I do is I'd ask her about Melanie. Because that was her passion. And all of it, that was it. I didn't have to say anything about myself. I just asked about her. So it was simply based on a decision to tap into an interest of her. And then from there, go into her passions and ask the questions to get her talking. And so that's a big part of it. And then the next thing you realize as you're doing this is you want to make it all about the person. So again, if I just mentioned that I had shared beliefs, right? I asked her, I knew enough to know what high school it was, right? So there's an aspect of shared beliefs there, you know, mentioned that, you know, I lived in town too. Okay. That was a commonality, but I let her do the majority of the talking. And that's really where it comes together. Right? People's favorite topic is themselves. And all you have to do is craft good questions and get them talking about themselves. Now, when we talk about good questions, it's not just, you know, where do you live, but you know, maybe it's why did you choose to live there? And it's not just what do you do? It's what do you like most about your job? Get to their motivations, get to their emotions, get to what the driver is behind what they're all about. And so these are all tips to acknowledge people. But here's another thing that's so simple and so easy. You know, often we don't do it. Smile. If you're in front of somebody trying to get what you want, smile at them. I mean, that's just a big thing. It's engaging. Be genuinely warm. Take interest in what they're saying. Feed them back the information that they've given you later in the conversation to show them that you're interested in them. But that smile alone changes the whole dynamic. And by the way, if you're talking to someone over the telephone, the smile comes through. There's something there that people feel, right? So when you smile, that changes your, it changes your energy. It changes the dynamic of the conversation. So initially, that's a great way to start. But as you get further in, once you build that initial relationship, then you need to sustain the relationship. And so how do you do that? Well, maybe you get their contact information or a business card, and you send a little follow-up note. And by the way, first choice for a follow-up note would be something handwritten, because that's very personal. But, you know, a text message could do, an email can do as well. Just the fact that you're following up separates you from 99% of the rest of the world. And then as you progress from there, it's not just that initial follow-up, it's touching base, right? You know what their favorite team was because you talked about it, and they just traded for a new player on the team, so you send them a note, something of interest to them. You know something about their town or where they grew up or something that they're passionate about. You send a little note about that, or you copy a news story that you read about and send it to them. It just shows that you're thinking about it. And people, you know, the fact that you took interest in them is really going to motivate people to want to like you. I guess it's that simple. And then as we get into from a professional standpoint, as we're looking to people for their help, rather than just coming up and asking for help, ask for advice rather than just help, right? Because when you ask for advice, it starts to make people feel valued. And then the other thought is think about what you can do for them, right? It shouldn't be a one-sided relationship. Nothing should be. So think about what you can do for them. Is there something that you can do to help them? Is there an interest that you can fulfill? But think about the reciprocity side of this equation and see where you can be. But if you do all those things, people can't help but like you. And when people like you, they're more apt to want to help you. And when we talk about being successful, again, people do business with who they like. People want to take care of who they like. And people will go out of their way to do something for people they like. It's that simple. So if you want to be more successful, become more likable. And all you have to do is make the decision, follow a few easy steps. It's actually not even that difficult. You just have to be engaged and tuned into it. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other link to Apple or to Stitcher, where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, do what you can to be more likable. Make the decision to do it. Figure out what people are all about by tapping into their passions. Ask them big, wide, open-ended questions and get them talking. And make sure those questions really dive in below the surface, not just what are you doing, what is it that you love most about it. And then once you build that relationship, work on sustaining that relationship through ongoing correspondence. Do those things that most people never do. Right? Just taking those extra steps, being interested, doing the follow-up, and just sending nice notes to people and staying in front of people is a wonderful thing to do, and you'll be amazed at how well it works for you over time.